This goes to Dr. Randy Van Oker. It's V-A-N, capital O-C-K-E-R. Fax 616, and we'll leave the rest of that blank. Regarding James, middle initial W, like William Conway, C-O-N-W-A-Y, date of birth 5/1/1945. And also list the other doctor, Dr. Chowdhury. It's put that under Dr. Van Oker. It's C-H-O-W-D-H-U-R-Y. Fax is 989-321-4085. Dear doctors, this is a consultation from Mr. Conway, who requested a change to a new urologist for personal reasons. He has been followed by Dr. Chowdhury, but he feels it may be closer to home to have a nephrologist in the Alma area at this time. He does have multiple medical problems. He was treated by Dr. Chowdhury for diabetic nephropathy and proteinuria. He had a history of hyperkalemia, which improved with the addition of Florinef. And also he believes the proteinuria is type 2 renal tubular acidosis. The patient is careful about following a low potassium diet. He is a retired veteran. He was in the Vietnam War as well as the first Gulf War. And he was exposed to multiple neurotoxins, Agent Orange to start with, and then multiple neurotoxins in the Saudi Arabia area. So he's had multiple medical problems since that time. He actually did not seek medical care until relatively recently. He had only a tonsillectomy as a child, and then the next time that he needed major medical care, he had a three-vessel coronary artery bypass graft, which was in 2019. And at that time, he did have an acute kidney injury, most likely secondary to hypoperfusion and significant blood loss during that procedure. He believes he's been chronically anemic ever since the CABG. He is currently receiving IV iron infusions. He gets one a week over 4 weeks, and that has helped him feel a lot better. He's not sure what his most recent hemoglobin level was. It was just done a few days ago, but he believes that it might be improving because he's feeling more energetic. He does see a local pulmonologist in the Mount Pleasant area, Dr. Obeid, O-B-E-I-D, and he had recent pulmonary function tests. He does have both COPD and restrictive lung disease. He is unable to wear a CPAP. He actually hasn't been tested due to a very bad experience while he was hospitalized for the coronary artery bypass graft. He woke up with a BiPAP on his face at very high pressures, and he had to remove it forcefully and throw it on the ground. So he would not allow them to put that back on and does not wish to be tested for sleep apnea. The patient also has had multiple injuries, explosions that happened while he was in the service. He's had compression fractures in his neck and also low back injuries. Also hearing loss, another Vietnam injury. He denies current headaches or dizziness. He does walk with a cane for stability. He does have the hearing loss. He's got some visual impairment and requires glasses for both reading and distance vision. He does have a sun allergy also, he states. So he does not go out in the sun, uses sunscreen and hats and long sleeve shirts to protect his skin. He does have fatigue due to the chronic anemia. He has not had a colonoscopy. He's been very resistant to the suggestion that he would have a colonoscopy, but it might be important to have that done if the anemia does not resolve with the iron infusions. No current chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion, occasionally some at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, and no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No incontinence, no foaminess, no dysuria. extremities, minimal edema, none in the feet at all, but occasionally there's edema in the ankles, halfway up the knee. He has some redness of the lower extremities also. Past medical history is significant for COPD, restrictive lung disease, type 2 diabetes that was poorly controlled for many years, but it's well controlled now, hypertension, sun allergy, hyperlipidemia, obesity, compression fractures from C5 through C7, which result in chronic neck pain now, depression, anemia, that is the iron deficiency type, coronary artery disease, a vitamin D deficiency, and it was very severe. The vitamin D level was 8, and hearing loss due to the Vietnam injury. Past surgical history, tonsillectomy as a child, 3-vessel coronary artery bypass graft in 2019, as previously described. Hemoglobin got down to 6.9, and he required 6 units of packed red blood cells. And then the level was up to almost 9, but it never fully recovered up to greater than 12. Social history, he quit smoking about 29 years ago. Prior to that, smoked at least a pack a day for many years. He is married. He is retired military. He does not use alcohol, and he's on permanent and total disability from the military. Family history is significant for high blood pressure. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to gabapentin, niacin, metformin, and simvastatin. Medications, Lantus insulin, 50 units at bedtime. Novolog insulin, 3 times a day per sliding scale. Spiriva handihaler, 1 inhalation daily. Hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily. Lasix, 40 milligram daily. Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. Carvedilol, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. Vitamin D2, 50,000 units once weekly. And Florinef, 0.1 milligram 3 times a week. Physical exam, height is 64 inches, weight 262 pounds, blood pressure left arm setting, large adult cuff, 134 over 80, pulse 83, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. The patient is alert and oriented, very pleasant and cheerful and cooperative. Color is good. He has no signs of respiratory distress and no difficulty breathing. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no palpable nodules. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rales, effusion, or wheezes. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, obese, non-tender, very firm abdomen. No normal active bowel sounds times 4. Extremities, he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, none in the feet. He's got erythematous ankles, but very brisk capillary refill. No ulcerations, lesions, no rashes. Pedal pulses are 2+ bilaterally. He does have decreased sensation of both feet, all toes up to his ankles. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 8th of 2022. We do have a hemoglobin of 9.0 on normal white count and normal platelet levels. We have a 24-hour urine for protein, which was elevated 3.6 grams, which is in the nephrotic range of proteinuria. Creatinine was 1.28 with estimated GFR of 55. Sodium, 143. Potassium is 5.1. Bicarbonate is 24. His calcium is 8.5. The albumin is low at 3.2. Iron saturation is low at 5%. Iron was 21. We don't see a ferritin. It may have been done. It's just not evident. His hemoglobin A1C was 6.8, which is excellent control. Intact parathyroid hormone is 124. Vitamin D, 25OH, is very low, critically low at 8. Phosphorus is 4.8. Urine to protein to creatinine ratio also elevated, 5.3. Labs 10-19 of 2020, creatinine was 1.18, sodium 136, potassium was elevated at 5.8, bicarbonate 23, calcium 8.9, phosphorus is 4.8, and albumin 3.7. At that time, hemoglobin was 10.2. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, secondary to diabetic nephropathy with type 4 renal tubular acidosis, most likely, and gross proteinuria, nephrotic range. We're going to obtain a copy of his kidney ultrasound, which was done about 2 to 3 years ago at the Greenville Spectrum Hospital. He believes that was completely normal, but we'd like to review that. We're going to have some specialty labs done now, free light chains, complement levels, hepatitis testing, albumin, all the renal chemistries. We want to do ferritin levels and iron levels on a regular basis. We're going to check his vitamin D, 25OH now. That hasn't been rechecked since he started the vitamin D supplement. We'd like a urinalysis to check for blood and protein cells. Also, he's going to have some antiphospholipase A2 antibodies and Mayo test T, capital T like Tom, H, S like Sam, D like David, 7. Then we'd like him to do monthly lab studies thereafter of our routine chemistries, including the parathyroid hormone. We would like him to follow a low potassium diet and to continue all of his routine medications. And he's going to be rechecked in the Mount Pleasant site office within the next 3 months. This was an extended visit with the patient and wife for comprehensive review of old records from the previous nephrologist and extensive history taking and evaluation. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD. Oh, before we end, please go back in the history and add to one of the diagnoses that he had a 20-year history of heavy non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, which also contributed, that should be in the diagnosis. This also contributed to his current kidney deficiency. All right, thank you.